Welcome to the 10X experience. Do it all day.
And you know where I'm at, cause we do it all day.
Hi, this is Caesar.
And Legacy.
And this is the 10X Experience. We're excited to bring another young gun, another, you know, stand-up dude that's just doing his thing, doing it with passion, taking risk, and, you know, really living his best life. So, Legacy, man, you're another young buck that's just killing it. I saw you in action this morning, man. You were out there just talking with business owners in South Beach and networking, dude, yeah. Doing your thing. How's that experience this morning for you?
Yeah, dude, well, especially being in a place like Miami, man, and everybody's vibe and everybody's super high energy. They're already used to this game, you know, playing big baller, just trying to join into these leagues, you know, trying to become a part of this network. And it's fun, bro. It's what we love to do.
Absolutely, you know? Man. I've never been part of a BNI that had so many attorneys. There was like 6-7 different attorneys for different things. I was like, man, that's a sign, right?
Yeah.
That's a sign. But, you know, like we said, we want to definitely get into our guest's story, and we'll let him introduce himself and hear about this incredible journey of this young man. And what he brings to the table and how he can bring value, not just to you, but other people that you can share this podcast with. So without further delay, how you doing, man?
Doing good, doing good. So hello, everybody. You know, my name is Michael Law. You know, I come from a not so well background. A lot of entrepreneurs, you know, your biggest stories are from the rags to riches stories in a way.
Right.
And so, you know, my background's not nothing too special. I didn't grow up, you know, with parents that had income. I didn't grow up with both parents, you know, so a lot of the things I did, especially getting into entrepreneurship, I was self-taught. I was self-taught for a long time. Used books, never read a book in my life till about my junior year of high school. Someone was convincing me, hey, just read a book, read a book. Yeah. I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna read a book.
Well, what was the first book?
Read a book that you like on something you like. I was like, okay. I was an athlete in high school, traveled the country playing basketball, AAU.
Nice.
And so I was like, okay, I'll pick up a basketball book. And there's this book, Heart Over Height, by Nate Robinson. Right?
Oh,
Yeah. I don't know what he is, like 5'5", 5'6", right. You know, dunking it over everybody. But the whole book is literally that title, heart, having heart over height, you know, and being able to make it into the league. You know, you don't need to be this 6'7", basketball player and stuff like that. So I read the book, you know, and it kind of made me think, like, damn, I need to be pushing harder, you know, with at least basketball. And then from there, I was like, okay, I could read, you know?
Yeah, yeah. This wasn't so bad.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't so bad. I liked the book. I went through it quicker than I thought I would. I was like, all right, I would probably read a chapter, come back to it, you know, in a week, read another chapter. But no, I read the whole book in like 2 days. So
yeah. You got into it.
And then after that, I was always seeing, like, I was always that creative, you know, child that's just like, oh, I want to go into fashion, I want to go into, you know, mechanical engineering, I want to go into this and that, and just all over the place. So my mind was already rambling on what I should be doing. And then on the internet, so I started looking up some stuff. I didn't know what entrepreneur was. I didn't know what the term entrepreneurship, I didn't even know that word existed. Like, I was just doing it when I started out. But there's that The One Thing by Gary Keller.
Yeah,
I don't know if
you
read it. Yeah,
I read that.
That's the first business book I ever read. So I went from the first book I ever read, which was a good pick, you know. It got me to really push out on, like, all right, I need to move harder. Then I got The One Thing, and it's just like, really, it's literally, you know, represents its title too.
Yeah.
You know, find one thing and stick to it.
Stay focused. Yeah.
And then so I graduated. I ended up graduating high school a year early, and because basketball wasn't going to work out. You know, I ended up getting actually kicked off the team for wrong reasons. But our high school coaches were swapping. The staff was swapping every year, and it wasn't working out. I was getting views from college recruiters on my AAU team. But as far as my high school team, they weren't exposing us. They didn't want to expose us. Like, the coaches were just not that good. And so coming up my junior year, I was like, okay, well, if I'm not going to play basketball in college, I'm not going to go to college.
Yeah.
So I just packed up, piled on like 14 classes and graduated early. And that's when I moved to Arizona. So I was like 17, moved to Arizona. And to do that, I told my mom, like, for my mom to support me to make that move, I was like, all right, I'll go to college. So I started going to UTI.
Okay,
And
got some friends. Shout outs to UTI. Friends that graduated from there.
I love that school. Like, if I wasn't on the path of what I was doing and that was the route, I would definitely stick that. I love cars. But I ended up dropping out, going into, you know, the network marketing industry with a bunch of hype.
Right.
Made a lot of money early on. And so I dropped out of college because of that. But at the same time, before I even landed on the industry, while I was in school, I started my digital agency. So I started it at 17. And I did it with the music industry because I have a lot of friends that are in the music scene. So I was like, hey, you know, you're on tour. While you're on tour, you know, I'll manage your social media for you. And then I was doing good. They're getting a lot of feedback, making a lot of iTunes sales, all this type of stuff. And so I was getting referrals, and I've worked with big names now. So
What are some of the artists that maybe some of the people might recognize?
You guys, there's Kyle, Super Duper Kyle. That's the first artist I've ever worked with.
Yeah, that feels dope.
First artist I ever worked with. And then G-Eazy, he's a... they went on tour. This was when G-Eazy was going on tour with 50 people showing up to hit. So it was way back.
Yeah.
And so I was doing his too. And then from there, it went on to Riff Raff. There's Mark Battles, you know, Ponce, De Leon, and then Waka Flocka. Like, so it kept going on and on. And then, but it was all in their early stages.
Right.
And so that's kind of how it built up. And then
so you basically helped them launch through their social media.
Media.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, hate to say it, but I just hate the music industry.
Right.
The people, there's some people that are good, but I ain't gonna lie, it's LA. LA artists.
Yeah.
They know who they are, but.
Right.
You know? So I didn't like that scene anymore. So I kind of stepped away from that. And to keep that agency going, I started moving on to entrepreneurs and businesses. And so, you know, start helping businesses launch, you know, and get their social media presence on board. And I started learning, like, I was going in from 17 to even now, and I'm still learning, you know, all the social media stuff, the tactics, what needs to happen for you to increase. And I locked down. Grant Cardone had a meeting with the CEO of Ashley Furniture, and it was on YouTube. And so I was watching it, but he was live also. And when he was live, he was like, guess where I'm at, you know, doing his Instagram story things. And so I was like, looking, trying to guess where he's at. I'm like, where the hell are you? And then, you know, he shakes hands, introduces himself to the CEO. They're talking and everything. And then he's still on live. And then while he was on live, he said, he goes, you guys doing social media at all? No, we're not. He goes, you're losing. He goes, you guys need to get on social media today, not tomorrow, today. That same day, like, he's on live, I'm emailing the company, like, hey, I'll do your social media.
Wow.
So I locked in Ashley Furniture.
Dang, man. That's jumping on the opportunity.
Recognize the opportunity.
And jumping on it, man.
Yeah, and then that was kind of like my first check, because I don't do their stuff, but the way I set up their platform, like, if you go to their Instagram now, there's the product thing where you click on the photo and it takes you straight to the product.
Right.
I set that up for them, but what they wanted with their contract is he wanted to work in-house. He didn't want to outsource the CEO, at least. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. Well, then, you know, pay me, you know, X amount, and I'll just train a social media staff, you know, get together a social media staff, and I'll train them for the next 3 days. And so he just wrote a check, and I just trained them. So I was managing them for about a month, maybe 2 months, and then he went in-house but for that. So.
Wow.
When that happened, it kind of just kicked off, and then...
So Ashley's Furniture, one of the biggest recognizable furniture brands in the country.
Yeah.
You basically kicked off their social media department.
Their social media, yes. And then from there, I mean, what they're doing now is what they're doing. It's pretty much kind of, you know, what was taught to them. And then I kind of started working more personal brands with myself and business partners I had. We started launching brands, so I kind of put... reaching out to other businesses and expanding the agency, I kind of put that on hold to focus on building the brands I was starting with other business partners. So that's when I go in, you know, to the supplement industry, the fashion industry,
right,
and stuff like that. And so started building up those brands and then put more focus towards that. So, and now...
Wow, that's awesome. Wow. And how old are you?
I'm 20 right now.
20. So yes. From the age from you started at 17, so over, this is all happened in the last 3 years.
3 years, yes. The first book I read was, I was 16. Okay. You know, the one thing, read that at 16, and that's what kicked me off researching, what should I do? You know, I started researching, like I was saying.
And how did you find yourself wanting to do that? When was the, okay, I can manage people's social media account. Like, what influenced you or who influenced you for that?
I'm trying to think. Rocky Fresh. He's not a big artist right now, uh-huh. But if you guys heard of Rocky Fresh, it's Rocky Fresh. So they were on tour. I don't know who he was on tour with. I want to say it was him. I think that was the Kyle Jeezy tour. And he was sitting down. He was talking. We were playing 2K in the tour bus. Mm-hmm. So we're just playing 2K, and he walks in, and he was like, I forget what he said, but he said something about social media, like, damn, like, all these DMs, like, I can't reply, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I'll reply to them for you. I was like, throw me $100, and I'll reply to all of them tonight. And so it was just out of an idea.
Yeah, just
and this is in a small town and everything, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Super small town. And, I just started doing it. I started replying to all the ones that were, like, sending out music, you know, sending out links to Spotify, to iTunes, like, hey, this is where you could download, this is where you can get merchandise, stuff like that. And then from there, I kind of spoke with Kyle. I was like, hey, you know, I'll manage your social media and stuff. Let's make this happen. I was like, just have whoever's taking your photos, just have them email them to me, and I'll just post for you. I'll put the captions, you know, all this type of stuff. And that's kind of where it kicked off as kind of like I'll do it for a couple extra $100.
Is it generally like your ideas of the captions and everything? Like, you have your own way? Do you have a system you follow? Or
yes, you know? And no. Yeah. Now, going into businesses, like, I have them choose. If they want me to be and create the caption along with the photo, I charge extra, because that means, like, I got to learn their business now. Like, I got to learn their business. I got to be inside their business. I work with, like, restaurants. So yeah. Sometimes, like, if they want me to create the captions with them, mm-hmm. then I'll spend like a whole 2 weeks at the restaurant. I'll go eat at their restaurant every day, so I get to learn the staff,
the environment,
and what they're all about. So when I go to create these captions, I'm more creative on it. Like, oh, if this was my business, this is what I'd be doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but if not, then I tell them just send the photos with a list of captions, and I'll just put two and two together and post them.
Wow. So the social media management is basically like your forte, and from there you've been able to branch off to many different things. Because, yeah. Well, what I'm getting from this is, if you're an expert in that field, you can basically connect with any type of business you want.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier with the Build Your Empire brand. Mm-hmm. The Build Your Empire brand, before it even launched, before, you know, anything, I sat down with the two owners and stuff, and they brought me in on the marketing side, because I was going to do their Instagram pages as entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And it's getting more popular to where the older crowd of entrepreneurs are finally like, need to be on. You know, you got Grant Cardone that took advantage of it. Gary Vee took advantage of it early.
Ty Lopez,
and then you go into Ed Mylett, mm-hmm. hopping onto it. Tony Robbins finally hopping onto it.
Right. So, like, but for years they weren't doing anything
now,
online.
Now the older crowd is hopping onto it, and you know, obviously the CEOs of Build Your Empires, they fit the older crowd. So it's just like, let's how do we do this? You know, the guy we have with Build Your Empire, Casey Adams. You know, he's a genius. He's a marketing genius when it comes to, you know, building the brand. So they're just like, let's see what you could do and everything. And before that brand launched, so I was gonna, you know, help him do that. And you know, Josh Denny wrote a book, so the goal was, let's sell all his books.
Right.
Using Instagram.
Yeah.
And so.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.